Forever. Dog.
Fuck Cut School for Teens, Episode 1, Monday. Interior empty bone-chilling warehouse, evening. It is nighttime. A poorly decorated, horribly lit warehouse is abandoned, save for Timothy, a 17-year-old student who is played by a 30-year-old actor. He's holding a backpack that is clearly empty, a single drumstick, and a football. He looks up to reveal a hideous sign which reads, Fuck Hut School for Teens. What's Fuck Hut School for Teens, you ask? It's a cursed after-school music program for fuckable teens. Teens like Timothy. The cruel twist? In addition to knowing what music is, Timothy is also an amazing athlete. Timothy creases his forehead, which is wrinkled from the natural aging process. He waves his fist to the sky.
Fuck! I love playing the drum!
He deflates the football in his thick hand and falls to his old knees, defeated.
Students who sing better than those who won't. Teens that fuck hardcore than those who don't.
Exterior warehouse, morning. Timothy stands outside of Fuck Hut Music School for Teens. He holds the same deflated football and a single drumstick. He hasn't moved since the previous night.
Today is the day. Today is the day I will sign up to join Fuck Hut Music School for Teens. I will become a musician. Everybody says I have to be strong and play sports, but I heard music for the first time yesterday, and now I want to music. Nothing will stop me from achieving my dream of playing drum, which started yesterday when I found out what drum was.
Interior Guitar Center, yesterday, flashback. Timothy is running through the store with a baseball bat, destroying instruments.
I do not know what these sculptures are, and therefore, I do not respect them!
Everyone around Timothy cries at the wreckage. Suddenly, he stops in his tracks and watches a young boy expertly playing a 14-minute-long drum solo, which we see in its entirety. Timothy watches, drooling.
What is that?
That is drum! Please don't hurt me. I just got big surgery on my ass today.
Shut up! I have just found my calling.
He shoves the employee into the wall. Her ass explodes.
What the heck? Oh, this sucks. Now I have no place to store my shit.
Timothy ignores her, then steals the drum from the little boy and runs out of the store. Exterior, Fuck Hut School for Teens, present day. Timothy is now perched on top of a flagpole, surveying the school. He slides down the pole, leaving a trail of shit behind him.
It's time to finally get away from my old school, where I bullied every single person I ever met and had absolutely no friends or meaningful relationships whatsoever, if I really think about it. I'm gonna miss that place, but not as much as they'll miss me. Fuck Hut Music School for Teens. It's better than my wildest dreams. I need to put down my football and take a step into the music hall. My name is Timothy.
He takes a deep breath and walks into a wall. He walks into several more walls. Eventually, he figures out which part of the building is the door and heads into the school. Good job, Timothy. Interior hallway day. A group of teens, including Grigory, a 35-year-old man who is playing a student with slicked back, greasy hair that goes to the middle of his back, Kindal, an actual model, and Serena, a blonde, gorgeous 16-year-old. Note, Kindal is pronounced like Kindle, and she is always holding an Amazon Kindle. What are the odds?
Oh, hey, yeah.
They all face different directions and scream their lyrics as loud as they can. It sounds really bad.
Oh, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, yes.
Music, 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 we are singing music. This is technically music. Music is this song. Music, music, music. We are singing music. This is technically music. Music is this song.
Yeah. It's music. This song.
Great rehearsal, everybody. We are all set for the big regional concert sectional national a cappella breakdance singing competition that will be sometime in the future. The stakes could honestly not be higher.
Thank you for the announcement, Gregory. My name is Kendall, and your name is Gregory.
And my name is Gregory.
As we all know, today is the first day of school. A lot has changed since last year. For example, I got heavy tits, and I love them.
I started smoking cigarettes. But don't worry, I'm being smart about it. I pulled out one of my teeth so there's a built-in space for the cigarette. That way, it never falls out of my mouth while I'm smoking.
That's so smart. Littering is, like, so bad. Almost as bad as, like, something else that's bad.
Any other big news from this summer you want to share with me, your best friend?
Actually,
A very tall girl named Big Kate runs into the hallway.
Everyone, I have an important announcement to make. I found a dead body downstairs.
Yay! Big Kate is here. I'm calling you Big Kate because you grew 16 inches since last school year, which I honestly think is sexy as fuck.
I'm Big Kate. I'm tall now, and I'm owning it. If anyone needs something off a tall shelf, let me know, and I'll get it for you if I'm not busy and you haven't wronged me in the past.
Big Kate, where are the other triplets? You are a triplet, lest we forget.
They're in my pockets.
Big Kate turns out the pockets of her jeans to reveal her two triplet sisters, also named Kate, but spelled different ways. The three of them look nothing alike.
Whee! I'm little Kate. I'm so short, it's scary.
And I'm rude Kate, you ugly fucking bitch.
Rude Kate, you are so clever, it's insane.
Not as insane as your mom, who checked into a mental health facility earlier this week, probably because of your family's history of schizophrenia. Do you think it will affect you one day too, Kendall?
I don't know. All I know is you should do stand-up comedy because you are needlessly cruel and you look exactly like Bill Burr.
I'm like this because I'm angry.
And here's the thing. That's no excuse.
Little Kate, you're awfully quiet. What's your deal? Any big changes for you this summer?
Negatory. I am simply small.
Nothing else you want to say about yourself?
No. My personality is that I am tiny.
I mean, okay, you dumb fucking scrub.
Thank you.
Gregory and Kendall walk away from the triplets into a bathroom. Interior bathroom. Gregory and Kendall sit on the same toilet in a bathroom stall.
Can I make a confession to you? The triplets suck. I hate them. They're stupid. When people are boring, I want them to hurt.
I know, but like, that's the whole thing with triplets, right? They each get a third of a brain.
Oh, so mathematically, we're like twice as smart of them.
Right. Since we're on the subject of science, can I ask you a question?
Sure. Shoot.
What makes someone dead?
Wait. Kendall, did you kill that person Kate was talking about?
What? No. I just have information about it.
Just then, Timothy kicks open the bathroom door. He's a foot taller than everyone and looks much older, because he is.
Shut up! Everyone shut up. Look at me. I'm here now. Look over here.
Gregory, who has four lit cigarettes in his mouth, approaches Timothy.
What do you want, you old fucker?
Hi, I am Timothy Quarterback. I'm here to enroll in the school that we're all standing in.
Enrollment is down the hall, past the Sephora, but before the Claire's. But wait, who are you, Mr. Tall Guy?
And what is that thing you are holding in your gigantic and strong hand?
This? This is a football.
I'm sorry. Foot ballet?
No, football.
Foot modern dance?
I mean, no.
Gregory, hold on. I think it's from sports.
It's true. Football is from sporns. But here's the thing. I really like other things besides sporns. And that is what makes me the most special, unique, and diverse man who has ever lived and will ever live. I'm Timothy, by the way.
Listen, slut. Listen to me. Look at me. Are you listening? Nod if you're listening. Okay, now confirm verbally that you are listening, because I've just been informed that this is a podcast.
What does confirm mean?
What?
I'm smart.
Gregory, just keep going.
Okay, God, fine. Timothy, I have something to tell you. And you better brace yourself, because I'm about to get real.
Slay gaga work. Yes, go off, Gregory. Realness serving tea. He is about to literally go off on you right now, Timothy. Like, yes, bay hunty. Drag him. Drag him, gaga. Go off. Yes. Gregory, I am an ally.
Thank you, Kindle. I couldn't have said whatever you said better myself. Look, Timothy, you hot pig. The thing about this school is it's called Fuck Hut Music School for Teens. That is the name of the building we are all standing in. And we all are students here. Unless someone looks 40 or older, in which case they are probably a teacher or an old boyfriend to a teenage girl, or both. We come here after school to pursue our passions of banging on instruments, even though our hands haven't learned how to use scissors yet. But we don't let that stop us. Our parents spend $75,000 a month so we can come here and sing songs as loud as we can in between gulping down our teacher's cum. And that's the deal. It's music and nothing else. Multi-hyphenates are not welcome.
Wow. A truly humbling experience for Timothy. Me. I am Timothy.
Hi, Timothy. I'm Gregory.
I'm Kendall.
And you're Gregory.
And I'm Greta Teitelman, and I'll be playing the role of Kendall on this podcast. I'm acting, which means I'm not playing myself. I hope that's okay. Even if it's not, it will continue for at least 3 to 5 more episodes after this one. Okay, back to the scene.
Just then, the lighting changes. All of a sudden, it's like a sunset in the bathroom. We see Serena, a gorgeous blonde 16-year-old. She wears a miniskirt and a crop top and wears a full-size harp as a necklace.
And least but not last, I'm Serena. I'm the hot one at the school, and I'm also the youngest in real life.
Wow, Serena. Hi.
Hi.
Serena looks away. She's nauseous and regrets accepting this role. Gregory and Kindle share a conspiratorial glance.
Wow, you two have amazing chemistry for real.
Smoking hot as fucking flames. Third degree burns, hunty. Yes, yes, I have been burned.
I'm sad that you play football because it means you can never play music. Anyway, I have to go to my songwriting course. Today we're learning how to tell the difference between a song and a tree. Goodbye forever, Timothy.
Goodbye to you. Goodbye to everything that I knew. You're the one I love. The one thing that I tried to hold on to.
Can't be a student here, is what we're saying.
Oh, that makes sense. I wasn't listening to anything anyone said up until right now. Usually I only listen when I'm the one talking. But I now believe that it's important for men like me to listen to other people in order to learn and grow, as long as those other people do not challenge my ideology, worldview, or sense of self in any way at all.
That's really hot, Mr. Timothy. I won't say anything you don't want me to say. Anyway, goodbye to you, goodbye to you.
She removes her harp necklace and places it around Timothy's neck. He falls to the floor under the immense weight. The squad walks away from Timothy, ripping musical scales. Go off.
Okay, but seriously, I shoved my full hand into a fireplace this afternoon because I couldn't get my nail polish off, and now I am literally covered in burns. No one at the school will help me.
Lol, girl, you are so random.
Timothy stands alone in the hallway. He throws the harp into the garbage because he does not respect Serena's talent.
Here I was, thinking today was the day that me dream to play drum might come true. But I'm complex. I contain multiples. And Serena?
He shakes it off.
Whatever.
It doesn't fucking matter how I feel about Serena. I've just been rejected by my peers, which means I'll have to go back to public school with all the poorest, most random kids in town.
He falls to his knees and runs his hand through his dirty hair, which is full of gum.
Oh, God!
Timothy runs down a hallway in pain. He leaves a trail of shit behind him. He runs by Mrs. Proctor, an administrator or some shit like that at the school. I don't know. She's in her mid-40s, sad, and has wire-rimmed glasses and a deep-cut, skin-tight red dress. Now we're talking.
Well, well, well. Looks like there's a new flavor in town. And that flavor is that boy's dick. I'm a teacher, I think.
She walks into her office and slams the door behind her. Through the window, we see that she has hundreds of Victoria's Secret bags in her office.
Time to try on some of my slutty lingerie.
Interior classroom, a few minutes later. Mr. T, a teacher at the school who is not played by Mr. T but is called that, paces around the classroom and leers at all the female students. Kindle and Serena chat as they both idly play instruments poorly. Grigory is doing aerial silks and making a big deal out of it. You go, Grigory. You glow, Glenn Glow Glow.
I'm so excited for songwriting class today. Mr. Teacher, Mr. T for short, is finally teaching the most important lesson of all, how to tell the difference between trees and songs. As a blossoming young musician, it's a lesson I've been looking forward to for a very long time. Time is a funny thing, haven't you noticed? Speaking of time, what day is it? I have not been outside of the warehouse in over 40 days.
It's really hard to tell the difference between trees and songs. One has leaves, and the other has lyrics. To make matters worse, both of those words start with the tall, thin letter.
Yes, the letter L.
Grigory sighs loudly.
What's up, Grigory? You've just sighed loudly. I'm an empath, so I noticed.
Nothing.
Grigory, you're being closed off, like a wall or all the doors outside of this warehouse where we're all currently trapped in.
Ugh, it's just...
Come on, fess up!
Nothing. Just, I used to date the letter L, so it's hard to hear you talk about it.
Kindle gives Grigory a big hug. Serena looks at them expectantly.
So no one is going to ask me why I'm crying?
Just then, Mr. T bangs his hands on a music stand as hard as he can. The students stop talking, scared. Big Kate screams.
Okay, listen up, kids. I know that you guys thought that today's lesson plan was going to be about trees and shit, but I lied.
In the context of this horrible show, this is a huge twist.
I know. But the reason why I lied was to teach you a lesson. The music industry is full of surprises.
He opens one of those cans where a snake pops out and Kate screams again.
You honestly need to shut the fuck up. Seriously, you are the most annoying girl in this class and I am pissed that we ever used to hook up.
The other girls look around, shocked. They also hooked up with him.
Anyway, the music industry is full of surprises, which is why, surprise, everyone in this class has to write a song. We're songwriter. Goes to jail.
Our parents would never allow this.
What parents, idiot?
Oh, fuck. I forgot our families don't even care about us at all.
The teens stare back at Mr. T silently.
Well, fucking get to it!
We have to write a song, and we are scared. Who knows what the future holds? We are very scared.
Shut up! I am trying to read Breitbart!
The kids run out of the room and leave Mr. T to his newspaper. Mr. T laughs to himself.
Okay, that's right. I send kids to jail. Why? Well, that's for an episode that is later than this one. This is the first episode. So if you think that I would tell you my motivation now, right in the beginning, you are dumber than you look. Okay, I'll tell you. I committed a murder, and I need to frame someone else for the crime that I did.
Mrs. Proctor appears next to him.
And me, Miss Proctor? I'm a part of this, too.
Next week on Fuck Hut, will Timothy and Serena make sweet, passionate love? Or will I have to wait another week for there to finally be some sex on this show? I hope so. As for me, I'm going to my best friend's birthday party. She's turning 10.
Cut Music School for Teens is a Forever Dog production written and directed by me, Mitra Johari, starring Whitmer Thomas, Patty Harrison, Matt Rogers, Greta Teitelman, Catherine Cohen, Sarah Sherman, Anna Saragina, Iowa Debris, Sunita Mani, Cricket Arison, and me, Mitra Johari. LOL. All of the music was scored and composed by Henry Kapersky, lyrics written by me, Mitra Johari, theme song composed by Patty Harrison. Our amazing cover art was done by the mega talented Margalit Cutler. The show was executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. You can binge all 5 episodes of Fuck Hut Music School for Teens right now on Stitcher Premium. Just go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code ForeverDog to get your first month free. See you next week on Fuck Hut Music School for Teens.